Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. All U.S. and NATO troops have left Afghanistan's biggest airbase, but U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday that does not mean an early complete withdrawal of foreign forces from the country after two decades of war. Biden says the withdrawal is on track and on schedule after news U.S. troops leaving Bagram Air Base fueled rumors that final contingents were due to leave the country within days, something Biden says is not true. He has set a deadline of September 11th for the final pullout of remaining troops. Bagram served as the center for U.S.-led operations in the rugged country, where the long war against the Taliban and their al-Qaeda allies started in 2001 following the attacks on America on September 11th that year. The U.S. military and NATO are in the final stages of winding up involvement in Afghanistan, bringing home an unspecified number of remaining troops by Biden's deadline. The death toll from last week's condo tower collapse in Florida rose on Friday to 20 after search and rescue crews found two more bodies, including the 7-year-old daughter of a Miami firefighter, according to officials. The search for victims in the rubble, which was suspended for most of Thursday over safety concerns, proceeded on Friday with greater caution and a watchful eye on a hurricane that could strike Florida within days. There are 128 people still missing and feared buried with the search into its ninth day. The young girl was the third child to be recovered from the collapse site in the oceanfront town of Surfside next to Miami Beach. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Again, at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization says the world is in a, quote, very dangerous period of the COVID-19 pandemic, noting the more contagious Delta variant has been found in nearly 100 countries. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday that Delta variant, first found in India, is continuing to evolve and mutate and is becoming the predominant COVID-19 virus in many countries. He says he continues to urge leaders across the world to ensure that by this time next year, at least 70% of all people in every country are vaccinated, adding it would effectively end the acute phase of the pandemic. He noted 3 billion doses of vaccine have already been distributed, and it's within the collective power of a few countries to step up and ensure that vaccines are shared. Fewer than 2% of vaccine doses have been given globally to poorer countries. Rich and wealthy countries, including Britain, the U.S., France, and Canada, have pledged to donate 1 billion COVID-19 vaccines, but the WHO estimates 11 billion are needed to immunize the world. The UN's World Food Program has resumed deliveries in Ethiopia's Tigray region, but faces continuing access problems and is, quote, way behind in bringing life-saving supplies to people in the region, its emergency coordinator said on Friday. The Tigray's People Liberation Front, the former rulers in the area, said on Monday it was back in control of the regional capital, Mekele, after nearly 8 months of fighting. WFP's emergency coordinator says the group suspended its operations for about 48 hours, but has since been able to reach thousands of people. He says, quote, the fact is that people have died, people are dying, and more people will die if we are not allowed the ability to prevent it from happening and provide assistance. Aid groups have estimated between 300,000 and 900,000 people face famine in Ethiopia's Tigray region and have accused the government of using food as a weapon. Hundreds of Iraqis protested in Baghdad on Friday over worsening power and water cuts as temperatures exceeded 50 degrees Celsius in some parts of Iraq. Power went out completely across most of the country before dawn in some of the worst shortages this year. Some main grid electricity had returned to Baghdad by the afternoon. Power from Iraq's main grid suffers year-round from hour-long cuts each day, but the shortages worsened during the hot summer months when temperatures regularly reach 50 degrees and households rely on air conditioning. Iraqis blame a government which relies on energy imports from Iran, which they say has failed to develop Iraq's own grid to serve its population. Reduced power supplies from Iran this month and a series of attacks on power lines by militants have compounded the electricity crisis. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
It's VOA 1.